This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. A horrific discovery in a Chicago alleyway leaves a family completely shattered and local community organizers demanding immediate answers. Zenobia Z. Weatherspoon, a 38-year-old aspiring nurse, is dead. Her heartbroken mother shared beautiful memories with reporters, describing a young woman who found pure joy in drawing, reading literature, and braiding hair. Her mother officially reported her missing on July 10th, days after she was last seen. On Saturday, July 11th, police responded to an alley in the Back of the Yards neighborhood. Officers discovered her body inside a trash can just blocks from her home near 54th and Union. State Senator Lakeisha Collins, whose children Weatherspoon once babysat, publicly identified the woman alongside her devastated family, urging people online to remember Z for who she was and treat her story with proper dignity. The family learned of Z's passing from social media videos of police removing her body from the dumpster, showing her clothing. Speaking to WGN9, her cousin, Fatima McKay, described the shocking ordeal.
It's very devastating. It was very gruesome. And to see how Facebook pushed it in your face even more, and it was nothing you can do about it. You couldn't force anybody to take it down, and you got to see her in that state. It's like shocking.
The family is pleading with Chicagoans to show compassion and help remove the video from social media. Family members gathered near the discovery site for a balloon release, expressing intense anguish because no suspects have been identified. As reported by the Chicago Tribune, authorities have not announced the cause or manner of death. At the gathering, Weatherspoon's brother Javon spoke with WGN9 about his pain.
A person who you see every day, and the next day, you don't see them, but you feel something is not right in the atmosphere. My sister's probably calling out for help, and I couldn't answer.
Local organizers call for justice and vow to fight for a thorough investigation. Troy Gaston, an organizer with Black Lives Matter Chicago, stated that too often, when Black women are harmed, the world remembers the violence before the woman. Gaston shared these words with WGN9.
We will not speculate. We will not assign blame without evidence. We will not speak over the family, but we do call for what justice requires, a full, serious, transparent investigation.
More crime and justice news after this. In the Florida Panhandle, a massive manhunt is underway for a woman facing a murder charge who is actively evading law enforcement. The Walton County Sheriff's Office announced that 38-year-old Isabel Johnson is charged in the slaying of 43-year-old Jason Christopher Coulthart. Coulthart was last seen on May 24th, leaving the college condominiums. Investigators developed information leading them to a property in Freeport, where his remains were recovered from a shallow grave on June 25th. Niceville Chief of Police Mark Hazy stated they will continue working closely with partners to see this case through. Authorities say Johnson is using multiple aliases, including Harley, Jessica Elaine Bowman, Jessica Elaine Thrush, and Jessica Dowdy. She was captured on surveillance video days after the discovery and may have changed her appearance. Three other individuals have already been apprehended by authorities for accessory to a capital felony after the fact and obstruction. 74-year-old Michael Ray White knowingly helped Johnson evade law enforcement for 5 days in late June, while 59-year-old Kathleen Morris admitted providing transportation and supplies while actively misleading deputies about Johnson's presence in her home. Walton County Sheriff Michael Adkinson explicitly warned that anyone found assisting Isabel Johnson will face severe legal consequences under the law. Turning now to Texas, where two teenagers face charges for concealing evidence linked to an 18-year-old man suspected drowning. Daniel Irving was last seen at his Dallas residence on Woodlands Trail on April 13th. His body was found 3 days later near the Paddle Point area of Lake Ray Hubbard, as reported by the Rowlett Police Department on Facebook. Following an investigation by the Dallas Police Department, 19-year-old Lucas Roper and a 17-year-old suspect were arrested on July 9th for tampering with physical evidence. The affidavit states Irving visited the lake with the suspects, jumping into the water from a railroad bridge near Miller Road, where he drowned. According to the official arrest affidavit, investigators allege the two suspects callously dumped Irving's clothes and cell phone before fleeing the immediate scene in the victim's own vehicle. Roper also explicitly admitted to deleting text messages exchanged between himself and Irving. Department spokesperson Erica Brown confirmed the individuals failed to report the incident. Irving's family spoke out at a press conference seeking transparency and calling for murder charges, where his mother, Tamika Irving, shared her grief.
A reasonable-minded person would know, if you are not guilty of a crime, why would you throw away his clothes and delete messages and not even call his mother?
Irving was an honor roll student, a swim team member, and a talented athlete. Family attorney Sean Dardia stated the drowning claim simply does not add up.
He was a strong, healthy young athlete. For these two suspects to say he drowned and they left doesn't add up. It doesn't add up. Something smells off to us.
For the latest crime and justice breaking news, be sure to tune in tomorrow on your favorite podcast app. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.